SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What's this gonna be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding me? Humdiddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win seven games a year for 4 years. Eventually you'll find somebody and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Let's get after it here on a Monday. The best hour of your day is ready to start the best week of your month. How about that? We can use that transition. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh here. Away we go. Monster weekend in sports. We got to get you caught up to a monster night tonight. Things are changing in the NBA. Teams were dead and buried. Now back to life. Oh, Kev, it's a good time today. It really is.
Yeah, sure is. I mean, I don't find myself particularly surprised. I'm frustrated at myself for not actually getting to the window on Pacers to win the series, Nuggets to win the series after the 2-0 leads. I talked about both instances. It's kind of funny, specifically with Denver. In no world am I surprised this series is 2-2, but I am surprised they won Game 5. Like, going into Game 3, I felt that Denver had a great chance to take both on the road. But then after watching Game 3, I thought Minnesota would really bounce back. And what they did at the end of the first half, Donnie, is one of the most bizarre things I can remember.
Just giving it up left and right, big shots going down at the gun, way to put yourself behind the eight ball at that point.
Yeah
that's definitely. Tough. I was looking at myself for Minnesota and saying, like, you expect to be like, okay, game's on our home court, we got to win both of these. Like, no. Win one. Win one, the series is over. You'll handle your business in the final three games by picking up a game. If it's not a game six at home, then you can still win on the road because you've got before. The fact that they just gave everything up now, granted, well, the human element comes into this where it's, what have you seen lately? Ain't nobody stopping the Timberwolves. Six straight wins, swept series number one against the Suns, who are talented, beat up the Nuggets on their home court. It's a wrap. This team might just go all the way to the NBA Finals without a loss until they face the Celtics. Now we're talking like, yeah, it's dead, it's wrapped. Here come the Nuggets. I wouldn't go that far just yet, but you had a golden chance to turn the lights out on the Nuggets, the world champions, and you weren't able to do that. So certainly that's going to come back into play as well. Mm-hmm. Also, taking a look at the other NBA series over the weekend. But I'll tell you right now, the Knicks look like they're in trouble. And it has nothing to do with, well, eventually they're just not as good. When you're losing guys on like a day-to-day basis, your superstar player who you need to score 40 a game to even be in it is hobbled down, only scoring 18 points. The Pacers just toyed with the Knicks on Mother's Day yesterday, man. Beat the hell out of them. And now I look at that series and say, well, Kevin, if Brunson's not going to give us 45 a night, they're done. It's going to be the Pacers that are going to advance.
But the thing is, Donnie, Brunson, had under 25 in each of the first two games against Philly, and they were able to handle their business. I think the concern is not having OG Anunoby. But also, we can't panic button this thing. I don't know. I just think it was very interesting how the Knicks lost a close one, right? Against Indiana in Game 3.
Yeah.
And the general consensus very quickly was, they lose Game 4, I don't even know why we'll play this series again. Pacers are now series favorites. The Knicks still own home court advantage. The Knicks can... I'm in a very odd position, DRS, because I was singing the song that both teams down 0-2 could come back more than most, I felt. But now that we're evened up at 2-2, I feel like everybody's running to, the series are done. And it's like, do we not remember literally 5 days ago what these conversations were around these series? The Knicks have still had an incredible ability to win close basketball games. Donnie, they finally got blown out. That's all that happened. And at some point, they should have been blown out, right? And that's what happened.
Yeah.
But I think they're done and dead.
I don't. Down and dead is not the right word because they still have. It's a 2 out of 3, you know, and they have the 2 out of 3 in their own building. It's basically how it's going to turn out. But I just look at like OG Anunoby going down and getting injured, Mitchell Robinson getting injured. Now you're back to, all right, it's playoff basketball. Boy, we really need DiVincenzo to drop 25 a night. And it's like, dude, I can't be there every night. I'm just like, I'll give you that every once in a while, but I can't do it on the road. It'll be interesting because home court advantage is a big deal. Madison Square Garden rocking is a big deal. But we also have to remember, like the Knicks aren't exactly just beating teams down left and right through the Sixers and the Pacers. It's more or less like, well, if you guys didn't get the refs just to hand you a basketball game, you wouldn't even be in like the second round at this point. Sixers would have probably beaten you. I just think it's a war of attrition that the Knicks are losing by losing their players. Because we don't really know how badly Brunson is actually injured, and we won't know until after the series is over if they lose. Hey, Brunson's got to get foot surgery, or I'm not going to work out for 3 weeks just to, you know, start my offseason. We'll know that sooner than later. But the disappointment was Josh Hart, DiVincenzo didn't even show up in that game yesterday, and they got smoked from the jump. And it was almost like, you know what, Tibbs, pull these guys out. And we talked about this morning. Maybe that silver lining is, man, the Knicks didn't have to play 48 minutes every one of their players and got beat. They sort of got beat down, but they were able to be like, all right, we didn't have a lot of high stress situations. A lot of guys played minimum minutes. Let's see if we can get back in the Garden and win this one.
Well, and again, that is the key, right? You just got to get back home. That's why the Knicks played for the 2 seed, right, DRS? So they would have home court advantage in a series like this. And yes, like Josh Hart played 24 minutes, like to some degree, like that's a win. It's good that like Tibbs didn't do what you would have expected, Donnie, which is somehow still find a way to play all of them 35. Because that's absolutely what I would have expected from that final box score. Yep. Now, it's a shame I lost a little money on some Brunson overs that didn't have a chance due to the nature of the blowout. And he wasn't particularly great in the game as is. But I won't be giving up on some Brunson props. Really interested to see what they do with his numbers for game 5. Because now he's cashing some unders, but in some rare scenarios, right? Here you have a blowout. Yep. Game number 3, game number 2, we have the situation where he misses a full quarter. So that's kind of been an interesting watch.
Yeah, no, it has been. I've been enjoying it, like, because I like the back and forth of, like, on a night-to-night basis, because now you take a look tonight, right, which we'll get to these games a little bit later in the show. Celtics-Cavaliers, been bouncing between 8 and 9 all day, heavy favorite. 207 is the number, bouncing between 206.5 and 208. And then you have that Thunder game tonight, which I was surprised, like, during the morning show, I was like, man, that is showing a lot of respect to the Thunder, and rightfully so, only getting a point. That's now 2 at most outlets now, so I sort of agree with that. But I think Oklahoma City is very live to win that game tonight. But from like a prop perspective, there's a few guys that I'm actually pointing to and really could get down on that. But taking a look at Major League Baseball over the weekend, a lot of big things here. Phillies take 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. Dropped one yesterday with their best pitcher on the mound, which is kind of a surprise. Hilarious. After a 3-0 lead here. And take a look at Wheeler getting lit up late in that game. And still, the Phillies had a chance to win. Couldn't come through in extra innings. The Yanks had Aaron Judge get an RBI. He hit a missile into the seats yesterday. Their offense continues to start to get better. Stanton hitting a little bit here. Judge starting to catch a little bit of fire as hopefully the weather does start to turn. And then, of course, what do we do with the Houston Astros, who I got to tell you tonight, there's a couple really good RBI props on those Oakland Athletics going after the Astros tonight. How about that?
Aaron Geddy going tonight for the Astros?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and anytime you see that guy on the mound, it's funny. Like, you just line up right hand. Basically, I actually think maybe the 2 best RBI guy of the night reside on Oakland, and their team total is only 3.5 tonight, and their lineup looks really good in that small ballpark. So something to keep an eye on there. We'll talk a little bit Major League Baseball. But here, let me set up the next segment. Mm-mm. Now, I got word from the higher-ups at the Sports Grid Network. There's no way you guys are doing a NBA draft night special, because it would last one pick, and then you can all go home. There's no need for it. It's been canceled across the networks. What kind of draft is this, Kevin? This is the worst draft I've ever seen. Atlanta's like, hell yeah, once in a lifetime, 3% chance to get the number one pick. Who we getting? I don't know. Never heard of the guy. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, lot of the top names didn't play college basketball. And that leads to a lot of questions.
You got a guy named Nikola Topic, I think, in his top 5 supposed to go. I mean, what world are we living in here? Where's the American basketball players? Oh, that's right. A bench warmer might go in the top 3. That's tremendous. Bronny will be a first-round pick, because why? Who the hell else are you going to pick in the first round? We'll talk about that much, much more on a Monday edition right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here, talking some NBA draft, and my goodness, you take a look at those Detroit Pistons, which I got to start here. I do get a kick out of this. You should never be rewarded for tanking, and the fact that the Pistons every single year get left out of the tanking awards, I absolutely love that here. Some people are like, oh, that's messed up. No, it's not messed up. When you're actively trying to not win basketball games, you should not get the rewards of that. Now, granted, my Philadelphia 76ers were tanking the hell out of the thing, and for the most part, got what they needed or got the draft picks they wanted. But it's such a bad precedent in sports where it's like the race to the bottom. Like, you're supposed to be, like, you know, 30 teams or whatever in the NBA. You're supposed to be all pulling in the same direction, best foot forward every night, when we know that's not the case. I love the fact that the Pistons got fifth overall in a horrible draft. So at least if you got one overall, it's like, hey, the Sar kid, he's probably going to be pretty good. Okay, we'll go with that. Do you remember, like, this is, man, what are we going back, 10 years at least? Like, Anthony Bennett, number one overall. Yep. I was like, the hell do we want this draft for? We got number one overall. We got Anthony Bennett. The guy can't even walk and chew gum, and he's the number one overall pick.
I mean, that was always a bizarre one with Bennett. What's funny is that was certainly for me, and I don't know if there were like betting odds available, Donnie, for that year's draft, but I remember it being stunning watching the broadcast, you know? Like, I had absolutely no idea that that was going to come. I think the broadcast was surprised, so that was a very interesting time. But look, I'm well aware that I will care more about the draft than most. The fact that the Atlanta Hawks were about to ship off potentially their stars in Trae Young and DeJounte Murray get the first pick, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, that's very interesting to me because I think it should push them even further into, yes, let's get rid of these guys and completely reset the deck. The world where the Hawks like double down and say, look, Trae Young, we've got the first pick, this is going to work now, would be so bad and so misguided. And the San Antonio stuff matters too, because, and again, like, people think this stuff doesn't matter, but Donnie, if Trae Young is going to end up on San Antonio, then guess what? That matters a lot, because now he's playing next to Victor Wembanyama.
No, it's going to be interesting to see where some of the things fall out and what trades do happen here, because there's some teams that apparently need to move on from their superstars. Maybe the Miami Heat, maybe it's the Atlanta Hawks. So as Kevin always likes to put it, and he's right, sometimes that offseason, man, a little bit more intriguing than what you're going to find out down the finals as free agency goes, in particular, again, for my Sixers in free agency. With a max spot open, do they waste it? Do they turn it around? Do they build their bench? Who knows what they're going to do? But certainly some times, or good times, I should say, nonetheless. Now, let's get to the real deal here. You know, you want to, you know, ring the bell, so to speak, on getting after it. And first week of the NFL, Kevin, game number one, they're going to throw you to Ravens and they're going to throw you to Chiefs right off the bat. I mean, I cannot wait now for football. I've already been jonesing for football, watching highlights like that just appear randomly on my feed. I'm like, man, football season's getting close. And the NFL's like, all right, we're not going to release anything till Wednesday. We'll just give this little tidbit. Banger on opening night, get ready, and away you go. Now, last year, we talked about a multitude of teams that could have played the Chiefs. We wind up with the Lions and got a lot of guff from Lions fans. Lions actually won 21-20. This game is phenomenal, man. You couldn't have asked for. You want to talk about a Thursday Friday send off, which is the Eagles Packers, and then you have the Chiefs and the Ravens. What a way to open the season in the NFL.
Yeah, that's definitely pumped. I mean, you've got a lot of juice just starting off Lamar against Mahomes, right? Because the Chiefs are the Chiefs, but man, the Ravens, especially regular season DRS, that's just not a team people are going to really be betting against, right? I definitely like what they did there. I'm not sure if I don't know. I'm not sure. Did they post the lines yet for that game?
2.5. Usually, like, the 2.5.
KC, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
I guess that's what they had to do, right? I mean, it's a ways out. So ways out.
Rasheed Rice. Like, I don't know. His career should be done. I get a kick out of the one, because every once in a while you'll find a like a tweet or a comment from the draft where Rashee Rice went, like, yeah, great player, really bad guy, though. Watch out. And, you know, sometimes you write that and it never turns out to be that way. But apparently now, Rashee Rice, forget about, like, hey, he's going to miss, like, four games. Guy's trying to actively get himself, like, kicked out of the league. It's amazing, man. These guys, like, you step into a position, Kevin, as a rookie on a team with no real wide receivers. You got some talent. You're like, dude, I got a 10-year run here in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. Like, all I have to do is work hard. They're going to find me with the football. I'm going to make a lot of money. We're going to win a lot of Super Bowls, and away you go. And in one offseason, like, yeah, I won the Super Bowl, and I had a good rookie year. I'm good. I'm good with that. Just can't stay out of trouble. Because it was, they were talking about, what, the four-game suspension with just the car crash and whatnot. And the NFL doesn't have to wait until the outcome of whatever legalities happen. And then I think of the assault on a bodyguard or a doorman or something like this. You just keep tacking on games, man. Your whole season could be up in smoke here for them.
Hollywood Brown's going to be in a really interesting spot, because if I told you that Hollywood Brown, like, he might be their number one wide receiver, even with Rashee Rice healthy. Yeah. So that's just kind of where I'm at when we think about, you know, our
speed,
season player props that you and I have always done. And I don't know if you did them last year with PSS, but I know obviously we did them when we were doing the early line.
Yeah.
I think the Hollywood Brown numbers get really interesting, but I just want to say, to what we were discussing here, as Lions fans got furious with us, they posted so they gave us a game with a 2.5-point spread. Mm-hmm. Last year they gave us a game that had an 8.5-point line. I mean, that's all we were saying. It was pretty straightforward. I know the Lions ended up winning outright. I mean, obviously Chris Jones, Kelce.
Yeah, and why? Do you remember why they won outright?
Because it bounced off of Kadarius Toney's hands.
Like two plays where it's like, okay, it's going to be first down / touchdown turns into ball for the other team. Brutal, man. So that's what we're like, uh-oh, they got no wide receivers this year, which, again, Rashee Rice took advantage of that opportunity. But, I mean, last year was the year to get the Chiefs. The Chiefs won with no wide receiver. I mean, I don't even know what's going to happen this year now. I hate to say it. Unless you hit that wall with Travis Kelce. It's like, dude, he just got paid. You know he's going to get married soon. Money's not an issue. Hey, coach, my knee don't feel so well. Like, that's the only thing you're slowing them down with. But as long as Mahomes is there and Andy Reid is calling plays, good luck with that.
Yeah, look, they're going to be in a good spot. I got to tell you, there's people are sad. Oh, yeah, see? Now, see, I figured something out.
What do you got?
Any game? Mm. Nah, I'll let you know in a minute. I got to go through some stuff here. Might have some sizzle.
There you go. Kevin's excited. He's happy. He's laughing. And on the way we go to the best hour of your day. Because why? It's already underway. It's Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network. So many more topics to get to. And a hot weekend of RBI. Continue tonight, people. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ooh, Janet Jackson here on a Monday afternoon right here on the grid. WCCC coming to you live. Like that, Kev? Could be a radio DJ, man. Bringing in the hits, bringing in the goods. And that'll happen tonight. Yeah, go ahead.
Should I tell the people about the little experiment I just tried to run, or you think it doesn't even matter?
I don't know if it matters. I don't even think people can find. Like, DraftKings is good at one thing, Kevin, hiding every bet that you might want to take.
That's a great
point. You can't bet it. Like, because, again, just to play this up, people, over the break, Kevin asked me to check some out on DraftKings, which I very rarely frequent. Number one, I don't like the interface. Number two, they give me $10 wagers on everything. So I very, and they're similar lines to what FanDuel would offer. Exactly. Now, FanDuel, granted, only gives me $10 on bonus bets. I don't really bet all that much on FanDuel outside of the odds boost. Football be a little bit different story because the lines change. 365 gets 99.9% of my wagers right now. Because I just like the lines, and they do offer me absolutely legitimate bets they give me and let me do that. So I like that. But no, DraftKings is notorious for, let me take a bet, and it's like, I don't even know where to find it, like, in the slightest. There's so many good bets that probably DraftKings has, but I think I am the common man that's like, I'm not searching for this stuff, man, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's actually very, like, and this is not a Bet365 ad, but for someone like yourself who has access to all books, that largely just hangs around at one book, it is a pretty, it is a nice ringing endorsement of what they're bringing to the table. Certainly, at least for the markets that you
and
like.
By the way, let me just put in a quick one for yesterday, Kevin. Like they had by far Bet365 is the best RBI props, but they pay immediately. And here's what I love about this, Kevin. Had an RBI yesterday by I think it was Will Brandt. Let me just say it was a player on the Guardians. I'm just going to say Will Brandon gets an RBI. The inning later, it's changed to an error. Doesn't matter. They paid you out on the RBI. Like, it's all the book is awesome. But the best thing part about that, Kevin, if that happened the reverse way, I would call them after the game and be like, hey, man, why would this, if it was, graded a loss, and they would overturn it. Like, tremendous.
Yeah. They showing some respect there. Yes. I see. So what have you been doing with these RBI props? I mean, you have full menus. Are you still sampling? Are you sending these out?
No, I'm full in at this point. And it just depends on, like, my vibe for the day. Do I send them all out or not? Like, I was Saturday busy. I basically celebrated Mother's Day on Saturday. So I put in, like, I don't know, a ton of bets there. And it went really well in RBIs. I'm like, good, man. You know what? We're in a good roll here. Let me put them all out on Sunday. Finish with cash. Like, I'm anywhere between, Kevin, 10 to 20. RBI wagers a night. Now, here's what I'm doing also is I think the best point of, and I think I actually cost myself a little bit of money yesterday. Like, if you're doing RBI props with round robins or just doing them straight. I don't know if there's a difference technically long term, if you hear me out on this, because the one thing that you do know is sometimes you'll get games where I like three or four batters. Now, on a round robin, it's not great to do that because, you know, you hit two of, oh, awesome, I got two out of the four, but none of them ping off each other. Like, you can't, like, cash that parlay in. You have to sort of say, okay, hopefully Yelich got one so he can run up against them. So when you bet an RBI prop without the round robin, you already know it cashes, and they're all plus money. You have to, I think Saturday had one, like, best ones, like, plus two. And I did all for $50 on Saturday, too. And it was just ringing the cash. Like, every time I hit one, Kevin, like, $50 paid back 180. It's like, oh, man. Like, this is really good stuff on Saturday. And yesterday, I dropped it down from $50 to $30, just, like, going over a couple things. I think I finished plus up $103, which included, actually, had a parlay in there, which lost on two team totals. The Brewers, Kevin, right? Three in the first inning, needed 4.5 for the game. Don't score the rest of the way. But yeah, those are always the fun things to have.
Yeah.
But no, like, I've been loading up straight because I'm just like saying, like, okay, let me put $350 in action today. Let me just get more than $350 and, like, move on. And I would say, like, you know, the past 5 out of 6 days have been winning days. And today, I love the card today. Already put the plays out. And here's the thing that people will notice about that. Because sometimes it's like, you know, like me in the NBA, let me take some 3-point props, give me the good players. And hockey, like I always joke about, I'm a handicapper, but tonight I'm going to do it again. 50% odds, it's going to be Kreider, it's going to be Lafreniere, it's going to be Panarin, it's going to be Aho, like just the stars. Like, ooh, you know what, this guy who's a backup defenseman is going to move up to the top power play. Like, I'm not going that deep. But in baseball, you'll see my card tonight, Kevin, and be like, where's the stars and who are these guys? Like, you don't pay any attention to the names, man. Just go straight up with how these guys are performing. And it's been fun. I got, I think, 11 more RBI props tonight that are out there on Twitter.
When the numbers line up, Donnie does not look for names. That's never been the case.
What's or prices. Nope.
Is I've noticed, but you can, I know you can't round robin RBIs off the same team, but you could always parlay them, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to. The hits, runs, RBI market, at least on DraftKings, you cannot parlay guys on the same team, which I thought was interesting. I guess they feel far too correlated.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, trust me right now, people, the book would not be in business if you let your boy DRS round robin same games. Good Lord, man. You would take a bad pitcher, Kevin, go four guys, you'd be like, let me just get two, and it's a party. Oh, well. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Monday. Best hour of your day. It's Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Wall. SiriusXM Channel 159. Right here on the Sports Grid Network. Let's get to the phone lines. They're open. We're ready to rock. 844-843-6879. First up on deck, the X-Man calling in from the great state of Virginia. He's ready to go on a Monday to hand out some presents to the people. What's up there, X-Man?
We got tennis, basketball, baseball, hockey.
Yep.
Going with Sabalenka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going with with Kyrie Irving to get 25 points. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going with the New York Rangers in regulation and the L.A. Dodgers on the money line. 14-1.
Dodgers. 14-1, Kev, on a Monday, man. How you feeling about that?
I mean, no other way to do it. I mean, really no other way to do it. On the 13th,
pass it around.
14-1, a little ahead of the game. A little ahead of the game.
You know what? Didn't even think about that at that point here. That's the way to do it here. Yeah. No, I like it. I like where he's headed tonight and double NBA shots. You got hockey on the card tonight. How big a hockey guy have you become here? Because 365 keeps on handing me these 50% boosts, and I just missed the last one. I've been having really good success in hockey. Just missed the last one because Kreider couldn't get an assist in that past game. But I'm probably going to run it back with the there's like three or four guys I keep it to, and it's probably going to be again tonight. Like Aho, I always like to – usually I like to split it up between both teams. Like Aho for the Carolina Hurricanes, and then Kreider's always in there for me. And I don't ever pick Panarin because he's 1.5 points all the time. So I try to go for like a Trocheck or, you know, somebody else. Somebody on like the same line and also a front line power play player as well. So I'm going to try to tee one up tonight. I'll tell you what's bad, Kevin. I think now I'm like 0 for 6 in the NBA. 50% off. I can't get him right, man. Like I just... And I know you're not supposed to hit parlays, but I'm not even picking. Kevin's like, hey, man, what'd you want, Don? It was 50-1. You expected to win. I'm like, no, I'm picking like 3-1s that are boosted 50%, and I can't get them. Like yesterday, it was I needed a triple-double out of Jokic. Obviously, I didn't get that, but played well, 35-7-7. But then the guy that really let, like Michael Porter Jr. is like, hey, I'm a three-point shooter. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Cardio yesterday? I have no idea.
Oh,
shot like two times. What's he doing?
I'm so glad you mentioned three-point shooting. Can we talk about the greatest phenomenon that is happening right now in this NBA playoffs?
See,
I don't even know if you're well aware of this. Jason Tatum, Donnie, eight games so far in this playoffs. How many times do you think he has made three or more three-point shots?
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs this year. Eight games.
Once? I don't know. I'll go
zero.
One.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Wow.
Donnie's numbers are 2.5 every game. It's every game. He has not gone over his three-point prop the entire postseason.
Jeez.
Like, do people understand how rare that is for a superstar?
That's brutal. Like,
it's such a popular market. It's a more, again, like, people are like, but I'm like, I'm not attacking Tatum. I'm like, you don't have to get defensive. This is not like Tatum stinks. He was great last game. This isn't an anomaly. This is an outlier. This is a guy who averaged three threes a game in the regular season.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's inefficiency. I mean, it's a part of it. But, like, he's made two threes, Donnie, in the first half of each of the last two games and has landed still at two. It's
crazy.
Remarkable. Remarkable.
Yeah, I had the other day was, what was it? I needed Jaylen Brown to make 2 3-point shots on one of those. It was Tim too, and I forget the other guy had two, but it did end up cashing in. But there are also ones where, Sam Hauser and Pritchard had the game before that to hit a couple threes. They didn't do any damage. I see the last game. It's like, of course they did in the blowout, you know, coming in late in the game, dropping some triples down. So I want to get back on the horse, but I don't know if there's a 50% boost for me to do that. But they look so damn good, and I can't line them up. Like, I can imagine this. Like, hockey, Kevin. Like, let's just say a really good night is there's 6 total goals in a game. And I feel like I'm cashing these props left and right.
Yeah.
In the NBA, there's like 70 possessions per team. It's like, I can't get a three out of this guy who all he does is shoot threes. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Because it's not like saying, like, well, you got Brett Kreider. Well, yeah, he's going to get, you know he's going to get 4 breakaways in a game. Just need him to get one of them. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Jeez.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Derek White, I feel like, fell off the map right away.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's funny. Because that was, again, on my long losing streak right now with my 50% odds boost. Derek White was an anchor to make three the one night. What did he go? 1 for 9? I'm like, what is this, man? But I'm telling you tonight, I'm trying to line up PJ Washington, man. You know me. Give me a guy that's just give me a guy that's stroking that three ball,
Donnie,
man. And we're in on it. We're in.
But Donnie, can't you catch the bottom instead of always catching the top? Like, you just said that was the perfect name for you to say after the Derek White thing. Like, Derek White, Donnie, you're not supposed to be betting to make 3+, and now you're going to be taking PJ for 20+.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What are we doing?
I mean, PJ seems like he's that guy. It's the breakout superstar we needed to see in the NBA. That's what it feels like to me right now. I mean, that's my guy. When I saw the last two games of what he did at the three-point line, I'm like, how does he not make 3 3-point shots? He's going to take 12.
Did you uncover this guy? Did you uncover him?
I feel like I did.
Trying to take him to the light?
Now, here's the best part.
Nobody knows
it is. Yeah, nobody knows that guy yet. And just like in the, where did I go the other night? Now, catch this, on the weekend, right? So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Got to do a couple videos here, put these out. One was TJ McConnell in game number 3 to score 10 points. And my synopsis behind that was, Kevin, it's like the guy looks like he's going to shoot at least 10 times every night. We'll live with that. That was my exact handicap. If he shoots 10 times, he makes 40% of those. Maybe a three-point shot's in there, maybe a free throw or two. That gets him his 10 points. Yeah, he shot over 10 times game 3 and didn't get 10 points. So then I'm watching yesterday, and like I'm sort of like not paying attention, but they're going like in and out of breaks, and they're cutting like McConnell in slow motion. 16, like right out of the gate. I'm like, this is just outrageous. Now, I take Al Horford to get over 1.5 three-point shots made. I'm like, look, here's the handicap. With Porzingis out, this dude is going to be able to take a ton of open looks. And if he's going to shoot 5 three-point shots, it's only because, Kevin, he's wide open, not step-back threes in somebody's face. Dude was like 0-for-8 from like the floor. Like, I don't even know what is going on now with this. Like, the handicaps are right on it, but they just aren't making any shots whatsoever.
I took Al Horford halftime, like for a PRA, Donnie. Yeah. And I mean, he didn't score like in the second.
Nice.
I was like, ooh. But like, I had volume. Volume.
That's all you can ask for at that point. But, like, no, you're right about that. It's crazy. It's crazy how that works. And like, just make me too. I'm like, oh man, he's going to get a lot of. He played a lot of minutes, shot a lot of time, was by far the worst player on the team. I was like, of course he was in that matchup here, but that's the way it's been. I'm due for an easy one in the NBA. Easy 3 points, easy points. And I think it starts with PJ Washington tonight.
All right, there you go.
Walk in the park.
Listen, knock it
down. Walk in the park.
I hope the number hasn't dropped too much because I haven't placed it yet. I think I'm going to give Luka the triple double shot tonight, though, Donnie. I was seeing like plus 320. Let me see if that's where this number's sitting at here. 310. Why do I wait on these things? But I'm looking for Luka here. I just. Donnie knows this too. I always do stuff. But that's one thing I was looking at for Luka triple double shots here. I kind of want to go back to Kyrie. I got hooked on his 22.5 last game that they played, landed 22. So if it's still 22.5, that's one thing I'm looking for.
Yeah. No, and yesterday for me, I was like, man, like sooner or later. Like, my guy is going to bust through Nikola Jokic on a triple-double. I thought last time was like, I added a couple three-point shots in there, which, again, Porter was the only three-point guy that didn't make it for me. But you always know, like, there's no time that you're going to, like, take a look at Doncic, Jokic, who plays a full game, and is not going to put you in the ballpark for a triple-double every single night. I was like, that's where I'm going to bank it on. It's like $100 to pay back, like, I don't know, $600. And it didn't work out. But again, nothing has worked out. And I'm telling you this right now. I would never just be betting parlays unless you're giving me those 50. Because the 50% boost, Kevin, where you have to have a minimum of three players in it. Like, again, I don't use it as, let's take a 50-1 and turn it into a 75-1. Like, no. I'm talking about, like, let's take a 2-1 and turn it into, like, a plus 350. Like, a legitimate chance. Like, okay. This guy makes one. This guy who usually makes three just to make two. Mm. And, you know, somebody to get their points average, which basically is the triple-double, which is not an 8-1 price. It's a 2-1 price to get it on Jokic at that point. So it was just disappointing to see that play out that way. But anytime they, like, I'm almost like saying, Kevin, I wake up, I'm like, don't put the 50% out there. Oh, there it is. I got to take it. Because it's 50. You can't, when you press that tab that totals up that 50%, it's like, big. Wow, man. Like, that's the way
it's
to get after
boost.
It.
It's a big, it is boost. A big boost. It really is.
Yep. Some books want to give me $10 on that boost. I mean, enough with that nonsense out here in these streets. Give the man respect here, people. Let's keep it moving throughout this afternoon. Let's have some fun. Let's handicap some of those NBA games tonight. Celtics, Cavs, Thunders, Mavericks on deck right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, people. Boston Celtics, Cleveland Cavaliers, Oklahoma City Thunder, Dallas Mavericks. One is not like the other. And that's Boston, an 8.5-point favorite. The Dallas Mavericks at a 2-point favorite. Looking at the Cavaliers, about to go down 3-1. You're looking at the Oklahoma City Thunder, trying not to go down 3-1, which is a great series out there. I do still think the Thunder is the right play tonight. I don't know how active Lukov is on that knee. 22 points in the last game, but other guys guys did step up and help him out. SGA, right on it. I mean, the guy's going to score 30 points every single night. But let's focus on that Celtics-Cavaliers game. 8.5 points. That is astronomical for a round two opponent on the road. It's just crazy. Now, let me ask you this before we get into it. Okay. Are there any worries for you on Donovan Mitchell's calf?
No. I feel like that's maybe that's a mistake, but I feel, Donnie, that that was when he scored 50 when his calf apparently, or was that game 7? Damn it. No, it was game 6, right, where he landed weird on the calf. Did I miss something, though, Donnie? Was he grabbing at it again in game three? Or?
Not really at that point, but the only reason is he's now on the injury list as questionable. So he wasn't showing up before. Now he's on it. So it leads him to believe there's a little bit to it, but we never know how actual serious that is, because usually if a guy's, you try to skirt those issues. Not like, hey, opponent here, listen up. His calf is, it's banged up here. It hurts. Like, oh, that's good to know. Like, nobody's handing that information over rightfully. So I sometimes look at that and say, I don't know how serious that is, but boy, oh boy, you're not getting discounts. Like, he's not like, okay, you know what? It's questionable. Drop that bad boy down to 21.5 as his points prop. Like, no, he's still at 30. He's still expected to make like 5 3-point shots tonight. Yep. And that's when I get nervous and say to myself, that 8.5 is a huge number. If Spider's healthy and plays well, they should be able to stay in front of that number, even though it didn't in game number 3. But I see that and I sort of back off, like, man, I don't know if I can take any Donovan Mitchell props.
Yeah, I don't want to. I was going to take his first quarter assist prop. Like, if his calf's bad, that shouldn't be affected, right? I'm thinking about taking the Cavs money line, though, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Just like, if they're going to hang in this series, they got to win this game here, is the feeling.
Yeah.
What's the best number you've seen on Cavs money line?
Oh, Cavs money line. Let me see right now. Let's go. Money line. Who's got the best here? Looks like we got a +290, +295, +290, and +290. So right now, DraftKings, coming in at roughly a 3-to-1 price here. Best money line is 360 on the Celtics, -360. That is there.
Hmm. Yeah, but I'm tempted. It's tough. You don't think they can hang at all?
No, I do. See, and again, my preface originally was, yes, they should be able to hang, and I do think Donovan Mitchell, just by proxy, right, 27 shots will probably take tonight, we'll get to 30 points. But then I was like, okay, let me just check the reports. And I was like, uh-oh, because it shows Jared Allen as questionable too, which is basically an upgrade for him. I don't know if he's going to play tonight, but at the same time, I was like, okay, good news on Jared Allen where he might play. Bad news is now we got a questionable tag on my superstar. Because they're the ones that hurt, right, Kevin? You take that money line, or you take, let's just say, the 8.5 points. Mitchell's got that, heat and pad on his calf, and he's not playing as much. Like, I should have known. Like, we knew he was injured at this point, or maybe, like, not feeling his best. Those are the bets that really, like, I'll lose a bad beat and be like, you know what? Just happens. I'll lose a bad bet. Like, guy carried 16 times and only got 16 yards total. Like, okay, well, and he got 3 goal line carries at the 1 and couldn't score. Yep, I'll live with that. The ones I can are like, he came in with a hamstring injury and only got 3 carries. Or it's like, he came in with a hamstring injury and it's like, yeah, you know what? We're just going to have him as an emergency player. It's like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I always agree with you. When you lose on injury, it's your own. Like, when you lose on a guy you knew was injured, right? It's your own.
Yes.
Not when you lose.
Yes.
Like,
correct.
So I get what you're saying. Well, that's the same thing, Donnie, with Luke. Like, these Mavs lines. Like, I haven't really. Like, I know that you were a big OKC's being disrespected guy.
Yes.
Yep. But all these lines now are complete Oklahoma City respect. But I don't know if that's just because they think Luke is injured. Like, I don't know what your read on that is.
No, because when we were going over, which is a good part about sometimes, like, I watch, like, basketball, obviously, better on the weekend. But, like, I'm not following up, like, ooh, let me see what the next game is. Like, let's just say Saturday game finishes. I'm not even checking the lines for Monday's game. I'm just in, like, that day. So when you wake up in the morning, like, okay, let's take a look at what's on the card today. I saw that 1 for Oklahoma City. Like, ooh, man, that is an OKC number that they're just, either they're begging you to take the Mavericks or the setup is in. Granted, I understand that books don't have setup lines to try to make money. But I just saw that as a lot of respect towards Oklahoma City from what we've been saying. But I don't know if it's a correlation, though, with Luka Doncic's knee. But it's clear, like, Luka's always been a slow player, we can agree. But he is a tad bit slower now, especially when you just watch the defensive end. He's like, dude, just keep me out of this. Hopefully my guy never gets the basketball, and I'll hang out in the corner with this guy who all he wants to do is get out of the way of the rest of the offense.
Yeah, but it's also just the numbers, right?
Yes.
He's averaging 23 a night. Luka Doncic, he averaged 34 in the regular season. He averaged 30 against the Clips. Yep. I mean, okay, fine. You can give OKC's defense some credit. You can determine how much you want to give them. But come on, this is pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of that, except, again, PJ Washington monster game, game number two. Just watch out tonight. 9:30 bet, taking over on PJ, taking the 3 points over. Another 7-12 tonight. You can pencil that in. It's clear OKC is like, you know what? Let the man shoot. Let's treat him like Andre Iguodala. Do whatever you want out there. We're going to shut down the two superstars and see what happens in that aspect. That's the way I look at it there. By the way, that Boston-Cleveland game, I like the under tonight. I do like the under. I think it plays.
It dropped so much from last game, 211.5. Now we're down 206.5.
Yeah.
It's just a huge drop for me.
I like it, though, because, again, if I'm trying to put everything together where, for me, my whole thought process typically is in the NBA playoffs. I want my overs early in the series, game ones, game twos, game threes, because you're not under that pressure on both sides. Now you step it up like the Cavaliers are home, like, dude, we got to play some D tonight. And also, again, if Donovan Mitchell's a little bit injured and can't get those 30 points, I don't know if the Cavs, Kevin, can hit 100, which lands right on that number, right, of that 207. It's like, if they don't get there and the Celtics go over, we'll see how it plays. That's just my vibe on that game. I don't have any vibe for the total in that OKC-Dallas game. Yeah. Other than liking Oklahoma City tonight, I don't know how I can deal with the 215.5 because they both really score again, but it's the playoffs, and you could see it going lower at that point, you know?
Right. I can't get
it. There you go.
Tough with the total.
NBA action, people. It's the way we do it tonight. Now let's go over a little bit of Major League Baseball in the next segment here. Some really good RBI props to sink your teeth into and the perfect way to set you off into your afternoon right here at the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin right here. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball on the card today. I told you. Your boy's in on some props today. Now let me hit you with this angle, Kevin. Don't worry about the teams, because many people would say to themselves, you know, and rightfully so, maybe you're just a random handicapper, and you're just like, you know what, I like to stick to the stars, man. You give me a Jose Altuve, I'll take him. You know, you give me Jordan Alvarez for a home run, those guys make some sense, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not taking Oakland. The team flat out stinks. I'm telling you tonight, the lineup doesn't stink, Kevin. 3.5 is their team total. And I'm not even necessarily looking at the team total, even though I do think that is going to hit four runs, should be legitimate. Spencer Arrighetti's a bad pitcher, and he's horrible, Kevin, against right-handed batters. You go right to right-handed batters. You wouldn't believe these two, and most people have never even heard of these two players. And when I say these two players, it's not as if it's like, well, they got brought up last week. They've had six at-bats and hit one home run, so they have an unbelievable ISO power number, right? Brent Rooker. Any idea what position Brent Rooker plays, Kevin, for Oakland?
First base.
Outfield. He's a right fielder. See?
Gave him my
best. That's not your fault. You're not supposed to know anything about the Oakland Athletics. Kevin, 56 at-bats he's had this year. And I'm going to preface this again by saying some of the people that are new to ISO power numbers. 170 or higher is above average. So theoretically, if you have like a 200 ISO power number, you're like top, you know, 20 in baseball. Like, you are rocking the baseball against righty or lefty pitchers. Kevin, Brent Rooker threw 56 at-bats over the last month. He's at a 422 ISO and a 557 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching. Like, he might be, he's like Shohei Ohtani at the plate when you never heard of him against right-handed pitching. So then you go down two batters that you expect here. Shea Langeliers. Now, you probably heard that name before. Do you know what position he plays for the Athletics?
First base.
Catcher. He's got 54 at-bats, Kevin. 54 at-bats against righties over the past month. 417 ISO, 442 weighted on base percentage. So I went with those two guys with RBIs. But listen to the rest of this lineup. Here we go. Here's another one here. Now, this guy's a left-handed batter. And it's only 10 at-bats, so a little bit of a downplay. Tyler Soderstrom. Sounds like a Swedish-like goaltender, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's also a catcher. So one of those guys will be a DH between Langeliers and Soderstrom. Only 10 at-bats, but again, 400 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 515. Let's go to the 9-hole, Kevin, on the Oakland Athletics tonight. How about this guy, Brett Harris? Do you know Brett Harris and what position he plays?
No. I mean, first base? Come on. Let's go.
Third base. Yep, you're close. You got one of the corner spots here. But I've never heard of that guy, basically. 33 at-bats, Kevin, which is a decent sample size, over a month against righties. 375 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 386. And that also leaves out Abraham Toro and J.J. Bleday to start the game, 336, weighted on base percentage, and 341. So you're taking a look here at 7 of the 9 batters, way above average in weighted on base percentage. Their number is 3.5 tonight. Why? Because of the Oakland Athletics, and nobody understands what they're supposed to do. But those bats are actually been very good over the past month. Like, Oakland is playing not great baseball, but good baseball, way ahead of what we thought they would be doing. So I do think it's worth a shot on Oakland over 3.5. But boy, Rooker and Langeliers, and I'm talking about these guys. Like, it's like, hey man, look at those numbers. Like, Kevin, they should be -125 to get an RBI with ridiculous stuff like that. And what were the prices I got on this that I sent out here? Let's just see. Shay, where are you at? It is 170 and 165, it looks like, I believe. So great numbers on both of those guys. But showing Oakland a little bit of love tonight. How do you like that?
Impressed. There's a few money line favorites in baseball I was taking a look at. Mm-hmm. Brewers, Rangers, Cardinals, who looked a little interesting to me. So those are some teams I could get involved with. Yesterday, I had 5 money lines, but I lost both games and went to overtime. Extras.
Yep.
So, you know, baseball, that kind of took it away. But I finally got the play of the day to come in. Fernando Tatis.
What was it? Wow.
To score a run. He had a home run in the first inning.
That's a nice thing. Wipe that out. Yeah, you get that too. And say, why don't I just take a home run? Why don't I take an RBI prop? You know what I mean? Just to get that plus money into the equation. I do it all the time. Got a couple bad. I had one bad beat. I talked about it this morning, Kevin. I believe it was not Riley Green, not Torkelson, Carpenter yesterday. Kevin, the guy leads Badu, pinch hits right in front of him, triple, one out. I'm going to tell you, there was a single 2 pitches later. I didn't get an RBI. Do you know why?
No, pickoff?
But Kevin, a balk sent the guy home. Next pitch was a single. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me at this stuff, like, sometimes. And again, it comes with the territory. I get it, because I just told you yesterday I got an RBI prop that turned into a error, which wouldn't have taken away the RBI that I got paid out on. So trust me, it goes both ways, a lot of instances. Yep. But those are the ones, like, my phone buzzed. I'm like, hell yeah, that's a base knock, which means somebody had to score. I was like, yeah, nobody scored. I'm like, let me go back and see what the hell happened. Of course, a balk happened at that point. Good Lord. That'll do it for a Monday edition of Moneyline. Hope you guys had some fun listening in. For JP, Behind the Wheels of Steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Right back at it. We'll see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.